money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
To compromise. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The state of our union is strong.
And his fellow Republicans then chanted USA. And President Trump said the only way to stop our vibrant economy,
foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
Our Washington correspondent, Rachel Sutherland, has more live.
Dave, also a call for unity from the president, who said the new Congress must choose between gridlock or greatness.
Ask you to choose greatness.
President Trump also pushed for a border wall, saying wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls.
Tolerance for illegal immigration is not compassionate. It is actually very cruel.
Women lawmakers dressed in white, mostly Democrats, cheered and high-fived when the president noted their record numbers in Congress. Dave.
And Rachel, the president jabbed some of those Democrats, saying,
America will never be a socialist country.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who pushes the progressive agenda, delivered a rebuttal saying presidents are supposed to lead.
But in an unprecedented way. That is not what this president is doing. In fact, he is trying to divide us up.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president was fear-mongering on immigrants and ignored gun violence victims. The president also announced the date for his second nuclear summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un 3 weeks from today in Vietnam. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's about to launch a presidential campaign, has apologized for claiming Native American ancestry, which DNA testing showed a trace amount. The Washington Post found her handwritten Texas bar registration from 1986 on it. Warren IDs herself as American Indian. The president has long derided her as Pocahontas. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
While President Trump urged Congress to find a border wall compromise, they have 9 days left to fund the government to avert yet another possible shutdown.
The House and Senate Conference Committee has been working behind the scenes on a funding bill that covers border security. That group will meet with Department of Homeland Security experts today to discuss what is needed along the border.
People who don't have a political axe to grind one way or the other, and who are in the border security business.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expressing optimism the panel can reach an agreement, though any deal would need to win the president's support. President Trump has raised his doubts about the conference committee's success, but says one way or another, a border wall will be built. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A West Virginia woman has been indicted on charges she threatened to kill President Trump. Taryn Henthorne accused of posting those threats on Facebook and other places. She could get up to 5 years in prison if convicted. There's anger in Alabama.
Well, we won't settle it.
Protesters in Hoover, Alabama last night upset with the state attorney general's decision not to charge a police officer with the shooting death of a man at a mall in that Birmingham suburb Thanksgiving night. 21-year-old E.J. Bradford Jr. killed by a police officer who saw him carrying a gun near the spot where another man had just been shot. Tests later showed Bradford hadn't fired his gun, but Attorney General Steve Marshall announcing he'll not charge the unnamed police officer because he acted reasonably under the circumstances. Bradford's father calls that a cover-up. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
No verdict yet in New York City at El Chapo's trial, so they will deliberate the jury a third day at the accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman's trial. And one other note about that story that Jack Callahan talked about, a week after that shooting at the mall, U.S. Marshals arrested the guy police now say did fire that shot that wounded that man in the mall. He's charged with attempted murder. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. Boy, lots to talk about this morning, including an exciting night at the State Farm Center last night. Local news now brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Culver's is set to open a new location in the area. It'll open near downtown Urbana. The News Gazette says the chain bought an acre of land at 413 Race Street. An Illinois consumer group is offering some new tips to avoid robocalls. The Citizens Utility Board has released its guide to fighting robocalls, and the guide is available for free through the group's website. UMail estimates there were a record 47.8 billion automated calls last year. The University of Illinois Academic Senate has approved a resolution to lower textbooks and classroom costs for students. The News Gazette says the resolution called for working with the university bookstore to increase the buyback price for books and encouraging faculty to use free e-books. Senators also approved a resolution highlighting the ways that professors can deal with disruptive students in their classes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations. Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also at Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Go Illini. We've got a high of 45 expected today, down to around 38 this evening, and a chance of precipitation. Otherwise, kind of overcast and gray today. Similar forecast tomorrow. Wait, today's Thursday.
Today's Wednesday.
Today. I'm so confused.
Last night was Tuesday night.
Thank you.
ESPN 2 game with Illinois beating Michigan State.
Then tomorrow, rainy with a high of 52, yeah. And then sinking down to 9 in the evening. All right, sunny and windy on Friday with a high only 19, down to 8. Right around the freezing point with some sunshine over the weekend. Maybe some snow on Sunday's forecast. Currently overcast and 35 on ESPN 93.5.
The Illini win last night. All about that coming up. After the ball game, I went home and watched the State of the Union. Ed Martin joins us in a moment from St. Louis.
We must keep freedom alive in our souls, and we must always keep faith in America's destiny. That one nation, under God, must be the hope and the promise and the light and the glory among all the nations of the world. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, I did not know the president had it in him. I thought that was as uplifting of a State of the Union as I've heard since George W. Bush after 9/11. Ed Martin from Schlafly, St. Louis. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Stevie J, I'm good. I looked it up so you wouldn't put me on the spot. It's 2 weeks from Saturday, the first Cardinals baseball game in the Grapefruit League.
Let's go. We've got Paul Goldschmidt, Andrew Miller. We got some new punch. Dexter Fowler's going to have a great year, and so will Marcelo Ozuna. Let's go.
Yeah, that should warm us up with those all these temperatures down in the single digits. Hopefully, it'll warm us up. And hope springs eternal in spring training, right?
So there you have it. You betcha, Ed. What was your take last night?
Well, a couple things. I think you said it right. You know, and I look back, someone tweeted last night that President Trump at one point said, I can be presidential. I can be very presidential if I want to be. I think last night he decided he wanted to be presidential, right? He delivered a speech. He laughed. He made fun of himself when they did that singing the birthday to the Jewish gentleman. He said they wouldn't do that for me, and everybody laughed. He got all the women in the Democrat caucus to jump up and clap because he said congratulations to him.
Yeah.
So I think he was confounding. The problem is, Stevie J, we wake up the next day and you say, well, how's this split government going to solve some of these problems that he identified, health care costs and immigration? It's really going to be a challenge, but I thought you're right. You said it. It was as good as he's been at being a president for the whole country, and I think people saw that. All the polling says it was a grand slam home run. He must have known something when he decided to give in on the shutdown so that he could do his State of the Union. He obviously knew he could do well, you know.
Well, he really, really, really delivered. I mean, if CBS does a poll on CBS and they come out with 76 approval, that's shocking for this president. You know, listen, the guy was fantastic. A lot of times he can kind of antagonize and come, and I don't like that. Last night he was my president. Last night I thought he was tremendous. I don't know if we can choose greatness. I hope we can, but there's an election ahead. I loved it when he said, we will never be a socialist country. We were born free. We will remain free. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and look, I think you're right about this. You know, if you're just talking politics, too, he was pivoting towards being an incumbent, right? He was pivoting towards, you don't get to run as an insurgent when you're the incumbent president. And so he was saying, hey, look, here's some things we did. Here's some things we want to do. I think, you know, for example, some of them I didn't love. I don't love the idea of an expanded entitlement program for daycare. You know, that's something that's kind of to the left of me on some issues. But I think he was talking to the whole country, saying, hey, here's some opportunities. The PBJ I'll point you to is health care. The one place the Democrats were really gaining substantive traction was saying, hey, you guys ran on repeal and replace. You didn't do anything. What are you going to do? Now, the problem is the president's got to deliver on that, and it's very complicated. So we'll see what happens. But it was a good night. And one more thing, Stevie J. You know, he brought in the woman who he gave clemency for serving a drug, a lifetime sentence for drugs, and she's African-American. Then he honored the man who is the first one who got a plan out of prison, African-American. Mm-hmm. And then he honored all these Jewish people for their role in all these good things. It's hard to blame him, call him a racist and an anti-Semite when you see his full body of work. I mean, that's just the way it is, I believe.
And how about the Holocaust survivor who was in the train with his family, leaving one camp, expecting to go to another. When the train screeched to a halt, they expected the worst. And his dad said, look, it's the Americans.
Yeah. No. Reagan turned these things into theater, right? It was Reagan who first had guests and all, and Trump did it as well as anybody else has. But you're right. That moment, we need to have an aspiration, right? Even though our economy's great, technology's wonderful, our military's strong, we do need a leader who can say, hey, let's find our better angels, too. You know, we see these things in Virginia. We see these things on TV. And the problem I have, Stevie J., is the media wants to cover train wreck almost by creating a train wreck.
Right.
That's their goal, and it's a real problem right now.
Well, here's hoping, here's praying that the country can somehow solve some of its problems, but the State of the Union last night, they sang Happy Birthday to the Holocaust guy. I mean, it was his 81st birthday. He was 6 years old. Survived the Holocaust. Listen, there were some great moments. You can see all the polling. It happened. You can hate the guy, but he was terrific last night. There is no doubt about it.
And again, the thing I love the best is when you see these glimpses of sort of humor and his sensibility. When he said, happy birthday, they wouldn't have sung that for me, Judah.
And he'd never done that for me. All right, Ed, how do people find you? What do you do, and where can they go?
Well, I'm the president of Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, which we're based in St. Louis. You go to PhyllisSchlafly.com, PhyllisSchlafly.com, and anybody that wants to get to me directly, it's Ed@PhyllisSchlafly.com, Ed@PhyllisSchlafly.com. And go Cardinals, and thanks, Stevie J. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, my friend. Ed Martin down in St. Louis, ESPN 93.5. Tell me what you thought, 359-2255. We were obviously a double booked last night with the game and this speech, and I was probably one of the only guys at State Farm Center that had taped it. The State of the Union,
right?
But I did, and so I went home and watched all of that until about midnight, and then because I wanted to be able to talk to you about it. So if you were able to double dip like I did, and maybe you didn't, feel free to text in your thoughts on the president last night. 359-2255. Sports headlines. Great game last night. It's coming up.
The Flying Illini Selfie Contest at Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign is going on now. It's your chance to win a full Flying Illini bobblehead set, plus a Lou Henson bobblehead, Nike Flying Illini quarter zip, and two passes to the private Flying Illini team reunion on Saturday, February 23rd. It's an incredible opportunity to hang with the team that took flight all the way to the NCAA Final Four 30 years ago. To participate, take a selfie with the Tay and Car bobblehead located at Game Day Spirit on South Neal Street. Then text it to 359-2255 to be entered.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Yeah, it was an incredible basketball game last night at State Farm Center. Thank you, Ben Quattrone and Honda BMW. They took me. And I had my feet on the floor on the Jack Nicholson kind of side. And it was so fun to be, and when you're on the floor, and I've only done it one other time, you're in the game.
Nice.
I mean, Aaron Jordan blocked the shot at the end of the game. They blocked it into us, and we were right there. It was a fantastic win after what had happened in the second half, falling behind by three. Clock shot running down. Looks like the ball game is going to be over because we're going to turn it over. Io makes a pass. And Felice makes it and one, and
yeah.
It ties the ball game, and then Io makes two threes.
That's right.
It was quite a game.
It was, and Io's with 24 points. I mean, a swarming defense upset number 9 Michigan State, and the final was 79-74. What a game. A text in from some of our winners. Larry said, see, I'm the good luck charm.
There you go. He was there for what? He said the... Nebraska game or what did we see?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And they won against them.
So
and
he needs to go to Rutgers.
Exactly.
Then, I guess.
Yeah. Right. That's what we got next.
Yep.
So good stuff from our Illini. And is it 4-8 and then
8-15? Listen, 4-8, if we can beat Rutgers, and I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, if we can beat Rutgers, we're going to be like 8th, 7th. I mean, from last to like 8th and then a half a game out of 6th. I mean, everybody, there's a whole lot of 4-8s in the Big Ten right now, and we're one of them. And we have a chance to win our third in a row. Come on.
Oh, we got a little mo going on.
Come on.
This is great. Now, as far as Illini coaches in the past, Bruce Weber, Kansas State, over number 13 Bill Self's team,
really?
Kansas,
wow.
74-67 yesterday. Number 7 Michigan over Rutgers, 77-65. Wisconsin and Minnesota and Maryland and Nebraska will be going at it tonight. A high-scoring game with the Pacers beating LeBron and the L.A. Lakers, 136-94 yesterday. The Bulls will host New Orleans tonight on ice. Blackhawks over the Oilers and St. Louis beat the Florida Panthers. It looks like that salary arbitration was won by Tampa Bay Rays Tommy Pham, who used to be a St. Louis Cardinal. $4.1 million going his way.
He's got a $500,000 to $4.1 million raise. Good for Tommy Pham.
Uh-huh.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 for this Wednesday morning.
High 45, low 38, 40% chance of precipitation. Kind of great conditions otherwise. Rainy and windy tomorrow, starting out with a high 54. Temperatures dropping all afternoon, down to 9 in the evening. Sunny and windy on Friday, high 19, low 8. 32 on Saturday and 31 on Sunday with some 60% chance of snow in the forecast. We're currently at 35 with the gray conditions. ESPN 93.5.
Text in about the ball game, about the President of State of the Union, 359-2255, 359-2255. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Wednesday morning. Good to have you listening. ESPN 93.5. It is now 7:20.
Fox Business Network. Toyota's business was weaker over the holiday quarter, even though its sales improved. Toyota owns part of other auto companies, and it says those shares lost value in the market slump at the end of last year. Toyota owns part of Subaru, which was hit with recalls, and Toyota's predicting weaker sales in North America this year. Walt Disney's business was stronger than expected, even though it made less than a year ago. Disney has been investing in its new streaming services, which launch next year. Snapchat appears to be recovering from its hated redesign. Its parent company, Snap Inc., reported a smaller loss in the recent quarter, and it says after the tweak of its app redesign, it's no longer losing users. It's actually growing users on Apple devices. The Dow added 172 yesterday, NASDAQ up 54, S&P gained 12. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Kosova.
Brett Baer.
No one watches the news. They want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Edible underpants, never classy. Edible arrangements, always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
Romance is what you make of it. For some, it's a greeting card. Chocolate in the shape of a Valentine's heart. A quiet dinner in your favorite special restaurant. Flowers are nice and much appreciated. A bottle of wine shared by two. If you care, show it in your own way. This year, step outside the candy box. iHotel. Make a reservation right now. It's romance with all the trimmings. iHotel and Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center. It's all you really need. But get the other stuff, too.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neal at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com. All right, Jim says, I remembered to tape State of the Union, but forgot to tape the Illini game. Dang it. Some more text, 359-2255. Feel free. I was with somebody at Convenient Care the other day, and as we walk in, there's a mini triage set up saying, how do you feel? Do you have chills? Do you have any symptoms of measles? Trying to capture what is going on in our county to be a little preventative. Julie Pride, Champaign Urbana Public Health. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Working in this industry, are you fearful of always being sick, Julie?
No, I'm actually vaccinated, so I'm not afraid of that.
Good for you. You don't wear gloves and a mask and don't touch things and got the what about Bob syndrome where you can't touch things without a Kleenex or anything?
I do not, but I'm glad to be reminded of What About Bob. That was one of my favorites.
One of the great movies of all time. Baby steps to the door, baby steps to the elevator. Julie, where are we with the measles? Where are we in this county with the flu? What do you got?
Well, flu is definitely on the uptick, which is expected. Again, that's another vaccine-preventable disease that is kind of spreading around because we have low vaccination rates in that compared to measles. The good thing about measles is that our community is highly vaccinated. So, you know, we don't expect to see the spread that is out in Washington State right now where they have low vaccination rates. But it is still concerning because, you know, people don't understand. People who have never seen measles don't understand how serious it can be. And, it, you know, when you get a fever up there around 105, you've got all kinds of problems that can happen.
Oh, boy.
And so we've just got the two cases right now, which is two cases too many. We haven't had a case since 2006 here. And so we are working, you know, between Carl and Christy and us and OSF. And, you know, we're all working. And the U of I has done an amazing job. We're working really, really hard to investigate and isolate and quarantine. And, it takes a ton of time to do that, but it's really the only thing you can do once it gets out there. You have to find everyone who's susceptible that has not been vaccinated and make sure that they have been alerted to where an exposure could have occurred. That's why for measles we actually put places in the newspaper, or in the media.
Right. Okay, well, we're on the alert. Now, there is kind of a movement, per se, that says, you know, I don't want these vaccines. That's where some of this is popping up?
That's what it is. It's the cases in the country that are in Washington State, are in here, we're at Disneyland, we're, you know, Minnesota. They're all created by people who are not vaccinating because, you know, people travel all over the world, and we have people coming from all over the world visiting. So measles can be imported. And if you have herd immunity where everyone's vaccinated, then that's not a problem. But anytime there's an unvaccinated person, then it can get in there, and then the spread goes from there. As you noticed, you know, we have to talk about places someone has been 2 hours after they left. That's how contagious measles is.
Wow.
So if someone is in a lobby or is in an elevator or something like that, it's way more contagious than tuberculosis.
Wow.
So if they're in there 2 hours after that, we're still having to consider that to be an exposure zone.
Well, okay, Julie, can people contact you or get more information at the website? What do they do?
Yep, they absolutely can. Anyone who has a question, if you have a question about whether you are exposed, you know, we've listed the places that we are aware of. Call your health care provider if you're interested in knowing your vaccine status and you don't know it. If someone needs a MMR vaccine, we're providing those on our mobile outside of our health department. So we have someone sitting at the front desk in a respirator asking people why they're coming in. And if they're there for anything measles related, they're going out onto our mobile unit.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
They can also get titers.
Okay, we appreciate the information. Julie Pride, stay healthy, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've had 727 a little on this because there are people that don't believe in vaccinations. And, again, I guess that's your choice, but dang, I don't really want you around me.
Two cases of measles.
Yeah.
And c-uphd.org for more details on their website.
All right, if you have anything to text in this morning, 359-2255. Gary says, I thought Trump was incredible. Schumer and especially Pelosi, both rude. You saw Nancy Pelosi in the background shuffling
going
a lot of papers.
Some papers.
I find myself.
Maybe she had the speech, though.
Was watching, kind of following the speech. She did, but I mean, there were just moments where I thought she looked great. I mean, they did a beautiful job. I mean, she's like, I don't know, 80? She's pretty.
Right, right.
And so there were moments I felt embarrassed for her because she didn't know when to sit down. And she
Gary calls it facial contortions. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's that or old. You know, it's when you kind of chew on your stuff.
Right.
I don't know what that is, except I felt a little embarrassed for her.
Right.
So, I thought she did a good job tamping down what could have been any. She told everybody the decorum is the decorum, and I appreciate that. Because she kind of held her
there
head up.
A couple of times, held her hand up.
And I thought that's fantastic, because I was afraid there's going to be outbursts and stuff. And there wasn't. So, again, I don't know what the thing, what it was just, I think it happens when you get a little older. So, I I'm not criticizing it for that. I just think when you kind of do those things with your mouth, it's not being rude. It's kind of 80, okay. I think. Anyway, but as far as her makeup, I thought she's a beautiful.
I thought she looked great.
Quite a beautiful woman, frankly. Yeah, she is. But anyway, so I think she really tried to keep the decorum, which I thought was great. And I thought the President of the United States was fantastic last
night. She's 78.
Okay. 359-2255, you want to text on the State of the Union. I got some comments in the locker room. Brad Underwood. All that coming up after Illinois' exciting victory last night against Michigan State.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to CCFP. To see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
The state of our union is strong.
President Trump's second State of the Union address last night was delayed a week by the partial government shutdown over border security funding. He says about that,
this is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America.
Former Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams says in the Democratic Party response,
compassionate treatment at the border is not the same as open borders. President Reagan understood this. President Obama understood this. Americans understand this.
The president said in his speech, ad-libbed in part, that he wants people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. School officials in Urbana are taking steps to protect students following a fight at the high school on Monday. Seven students and one adult were arrested. WCIA says administrators admit they made some mistakes in handling what happened. There was a strong police presence outside the school yesterday. If you're tired of robocalls, get ready for more. New information from Transaction Network Services expects April 15th, Tax Day, to be the worst day of the year for robocalls. Last year, Tax Day had the most robocall volume with 143 million nuisances and high-risk calls. Some of them are scammers. Yahoo Finance says by the middle of the year, robocalls are expected to make up half the calls that occur in the U.S. Transaction Network Services says Tuesdays are the worst with 15% of all annoying calls, and Sunday had the least at 5%. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
The Flying Illini Selfie Contest at Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign is going on now. It's your chance to win a full Flying Illini bobblehead set, plus a Lou Henson bobblehead, Nike Flying Illini quarter zip, and two passes to the private Flying Illini team reunion on Saturday, February 23rd. It's an incredible opportunity to hang with the team that took flight all the way to the NCAA Final Four 30 years ago. To participate, take a selfie with the Tay and Carp bobbleheads located at Game Day Spirit on South Neal Street. Then text it to 359-2250. To be entered.
36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together at 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. You'll discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry and keepsakes, along with Valentine's Day cards that she'll love for 20% off. Your purchase won't just bring her happiness, you'll bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them happier, healthier lives. Get 20% off jewelry, keepsakes, and Valentine's Day cards at 10,000 villages, 105 North Walnut, downtown Champaign.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, great conditions today. There is a chance of precipitation. Today's high 45, 38 our low tonight. Rainy and windy tomorrow with a high 54, and then temperatures dropping to 9, 19, sunny and windy on Friday, down to around 8. We're up to around 30 on Saturday with the sunshine. Snow in the forecast Sunday with a high of 31, low 24. We're currently at 35. Unit 7 with the gas leak at the bus barn. There's no bus service today. No bus service today. Got a call from our superintendent,
Andrew Larson.
That's right.
Andrew Larson checking in. Okay, thank you, Andrew, for that. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, your home for an award-winning dealership and great service and great vehicle prices. It's a great time to test drive something on Honda's side. You can do an Odyssey or a Pilot, CRV, Civic. What are you interested in? The Accord's beautiful. Go test drive something today. And if you want to get on the Honda, on the BMW side rather, go test drive a BMW and see how you like a heated steering wheel. It'll be very nice in cold weather.
Very luxurious.
It's a great dealership. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, off of Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Certainly before you buy, make sure you give them a chance to earn your business. I was with Ben Quattrone last night. He had the feet on the floor tickets, and being feet on the floor for a game like last night was special. Thank you, Ben, for treating me last night. We enjoyed it. Saw Josh Whitman, chatted with him. The first half was tremendous, and I told Josh, I said, that was a heck of a half. He said, that was a heck of a half. And I saw Kevin from the State Farm Center. He said, we've never had a beetle, and we're going to have a beetle. Was it August 28th at Ringo Starr?
I believe so. Ringo's coming in August.
I've got a pair of tickets ahead of the game.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets. You want to see a beetle, Ringo Starr.
I think those tickets go on sale Friday.
So there you go. Ahead of the game, you can win a pair of tickets to see Ringo Starr. I mean, that's historic. It's fantastic. All right, last night after the game, the students swarmed the floor. Really, really one of those. Really exciting. We beat number 9 Michigan State. Quality, quality basketball team. And it was anything but certain. We were up 58-44. And Michigan State came storming back, clamped down on our half court, and we had a hard time scoring. They outscored us 22-6. They took a 3-point lead. With the shot clock running down, Iota Suma found Felice under the basket, and he made the shot and got fouled. And he made the free throw. All of a sudden, the tie game, the fans got in.
Oh, yeah.
And then with the score tied, Iota Suma hits a 3-point ball, nothing but string. And then he does it again. And the defense clamps down on Michigan State, and Michigan State goes 0-for-7. On their last 7 shots. So it was a heck of a win. It was like the old days, and it felt great. In the locker room afterwards, here comes Brad Underwood into the locker room. His team is jumping up and down, pouring cold water on the coach. Jumping, jumping, jumping. Brad Underwood greeted by his team in the locker room. And then after the game, he walks into the media room soaking, didn't have anything to put on. And they said, did he get splashed? He said, yeah, it was cold.
I thought tonight the first half was as good defensively
as any team I've coached has played. In the passing lanes, disruptive, turning defense into offense. The job we did on the defensive glass for us, limiting them to one offensive rebound the first time, led to really good offense and us being able to make shots and play in a rhythm that was very, very good. Obviously, of course, a team like Michigan State in 17 turnovers, you're going to feel good.
17 turnovers in the first half.
That's right.
24 turnovers for the game. Saw Brian Barnhart before the ball game. He said Dan Dockage had talked to Tom Izzo, and Tom was extraordinarily worried about Illinois because he said they can turn us over, and we did.
Uh-huh.
And Iowa's two steals in the first half led to a dunk and a layup. It was so exciting. And, you know, only hesitation I have is, gosh, is Iowa good enough to leave us after one season? And clearly the answer is yes.
Oh, no.
He's so long. Sitting on the court last night, the guy's, 6'5"? I mean, he is long, and he has got the glide. He's got it. He's an NBA player. I don't think he's NBA ready. He won't jump in and rock the world. I think a whole other year would really be great for me.
6'5 is accurate.
Yeah, but he's long. He looks longer than that. Anyway, I think, could he go in the first round? Absolutely. Is that guaranteed $3 million? Yeah. If he's 25th pick, it's 3.2.
Dang it. Stop talking about it, Stevie.
No, it's going to be talked about because think about the family. It's $3.2 million guaranteed at number 25. So that's why I'm thinking, is he ready? No, but can you go take the money? Yeah. Would he come back and be with Kofi? And do you know how good we can be next year? Aaron Jordan's the only guy we lose. Everybody else is back. You saw last night, Georgia Bisciansavilli, he is a crowd favorite. The kid is so energetic.
Yeah.
He's just having fun. And he made two big free throws. We made our free throws last night. Told the guys, I said, we have to make free throws tonight. We can't go 9-for-22 and still win like what happened against Nebraska. Anyway, thoughts on the game? 359-2255. Went home after that excitement. Obviously pretty keyed up. It was early. Thank you for the 6 o'clock game. Couldn't do it at 8.
I know.
So I went home, watched the State of the Union. I thought President Trump was extraordinary. CBS News after said 76% thought he was extraordinary. It was a good speech. Now, can we take that and come together? He said, I have not a Republican platform tonight or a Democratic. I have one good for the American people. It was great. It made us feel good about our country. It was unifying. It was very good. It was really, really good speech. I'm not sure I thought he could do that. It was not antagonistic. It was not in your face. It was very, he congratulated all the Democratic women that joined who were dressed in white. Who joined the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. Can anything come from it? I don't know. We're going to talk to Congressman Rodney Davis about what he thought. He was in the chamber last night. He'll be coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, ESPN 93.5, back with sports next.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band with friends Steve Lukather from Toto, from Men at Work Colin Hay, from Santana and Journey, Greg Raleigh, from Average White Band, Hamish Stewart, August 20th, 7 p.m., State Farm Center Theater in Champaign. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com, 866-ILLINI-1, or in person at the Illinois Ticket Office.
As you age, it's important to begin downshifting from traditional high-impact exercises to low-impact workouts, more within line with what your body needs now. For adults of all ages, low-impact taekwondo martial arts training builds strength, enhances flexibility, improves balance, and instills a new sense of confidence. For program details, visit an HMD Academy near you in Savoy, St. Joseph, Monticello, Gibson City, or Mahomet. And now for a limited time, new members will receive a free month's membership with the purchase of a new uniform. Call 352-3939 or visit HMDAcademy.com.
Hey, Mike, the Tan Cart bobbleheads have arrived.
That's right, Lon. The final one, I got them, and so did we.
So go check them out at Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign. Just head in the store, snap a selfie with the Tan Cart bobbleheads, then text that selfie to 217-359-2255.
Because when you do, you you'll be automatically entered to win one of the limited Fine Illini bobbleheads. Plus, one grand prize winner will get a full set, including the Lou Henson bobblehead, and the grand prize winner will get to attend an exclusive team reunion on February 23rd.
So what are you waiting for? Head into Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby. Find the Tay and Cart bobbleheads, snap a selfie, and text it to 217-359-2255 to win.
It's the Tay and Cart bobblehead contest. The Fine Illini are getting bobbleheads, and we are too.
Thanks to Game Day Spirit, the official fan store, the Fighting Illini. Learn more about the contest and get info on the Flying Illini bobbleheads available exclusively through Game Day Spirit at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah, I'll be darned, they're coming in now.
We're
getting
are.
Some selfies. So
yeah.
Get over to Game Day on Neil and Kirby. Locate the Tay and Carp bobbleheads. Take a selfie. And then you have a chance. I mean, you know, all the bobbleheads would be fantastic. It would be good value to win them all.
Yeah.
But hanging with the Flying Illini.
I know it.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Kenny. What? Are you guys, you remember that one play? Yeah. What are you doing after this? Want to hang out?
That reunion is Saturday, February 23rd. It could happen.
You can get a pass to go to that as a grand prize winner
mm-hmm.
here. Hey, Kenny. Yeah. Hey, Lowell. Hi. Yeah, you're tall.
Game Day Spirit on the Neil Street location. You take the selfie just like Larry. There's some good ones.
Yeah.
So come on in with the picture of Tay and Carp right over your shoulder or whatever it takes.
Kendall. Hey, what's your cell again? What was that? Yeah. Hey, you want to hang out?
Somebody's texting asking about Stephen Bardo.
I don't know. I don't know the deal, but Stephen didn't okay his image.
I think that's what I had heard.
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know. Here we go, Sports Headline 7:45. Stand by. I want to give out these Ringo Starr tickets.
Okay.
We'll do it here before the top of the hour. Stand by and be ready to text.
Kind of a win them before you buy them. August 20th, that show, and they're on sale Friday at 8 at 10 a.m. Ringo Starr. Looks like $54 to $150 on that show if you plan on getting those tickets on Friday. Jason had texted in, if my team has postseason aspirations, I don't want to face Illinois in the Big Ten tournament.
And whether the Illini can go to a postseason, I don't think you can go to the NIT without a winning record or at least 500. I don't know about the CBI. That's another tournament. But I think we can get to 13 wins or something, which is better than I thought. I thought 10 was going to be amazing, but now, after last night, I'm thinking, you know, we're pretty good right now. So I don't know. I bet's off. I think Illinois can beat anybody if you play well. That's exciting.
And the orange out going on. Larry texting in. He was one of the first 1,000 that got the free shirt. He grabbed one for me. We were supposed to meet at the game, but my son Aiden was on the Channel 3 news.
And so you watched it, and how did Aiden do on the Channel
3? He was awesome.
And this was about...
They're doing a genetic study, and it's just a cheek swab. So they want to encourage people who have relatives with autism and their parents to come on out to the place for children with autism in Urbana on Saturday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get this genetic test. So they wanted to show how easy it is to do this and get involved in the study. It's fascinating to me. So that was part of the story.
And Aiden were on Channel 3.
That's right. So in any case, we kind of told our story, shared our story, and I had said all the myths that go along with being a mother of a kid with autism. You know, was I too old? Were my kids too close, 15 months apart? And those kind of things.
Yeah.
And this genetic test will say whether it happened in utero or was it a genetic thing.
Okay.
So it's interesting. Anyway, back to the game. Illinois wins over number 9 Michigan State, 79-74. I had DeSuno with 24 points. We are now 4-9 on the season and 8-15 overall. Really on fire in that first half. It just looked so good.
Yeah. And against Michigan State, you know, they're just a quality team. They made 23 out of 25 free throws on us. I just wouldn't miss them.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're 4-8 in the Big Ten. And climbing up, I mean, we were at the very bottom with Penn State, and now all of a sudden, if we can beat Rutgers, we're going to be about 7th place in the Big Ten, which is a huge catapult-like jump. Wow.
Yeah. Number 7, Michigan over Rutgers yesterday, 77-65. Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight. Maryland and Nebraska in action. We had Bruce Weber's Kansas State beating number 13, Bill Self's Kansas. That's always a great game. 74-67 was the final yesterday. Pacers over the L.A. Lakers, 136-94. Bulls hosting New Orleans tonight. Blackhawks over the Oilers. St. Louis Blues beat the Florida Panthers. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Check your weather coming up.
Edible underpants, never classy. Edible arrangements, always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite, or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
All right, 2019, of course, is here already the second month. 2-6, isn't this Ronald Reagan's birthday? The 6th of February, I think it might be. Trust Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, family-owned, have been in business since 1977, 40 years, now 42 years of experience. That's all they do. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois, Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire. They're talking low prices and the best selection of appliances in central Illinois. They treat you great, and you're going to get the 10-year protection plan. Free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, place you'll want to visit when remodeling some rooms or that dishwasher's just on its last leg. Go check them out. In Champaign, south of I-74, Neal Street, or online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. Wow. Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 45 expected today with the great conditions, especially some rain into the late afternoon and evening. Low 38 tonight. 54 to start tomorrow. 100% chance of showers. Windy. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Things are changing up. Low 9 Thursday night. Sunny and windy with a high 19, low 8 on Friday. Up towards 30 with sunshine on Saturday. 31 with snow showers in the forecast on Sunday. Right now the temperature's at 36. ESPN 93.5.
Be ready to text in Ringo at 359-2255 after Mr. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes North Prospect, where you can get your home theater, direct and dish, all the cool stuff. It's the fantastic place to watch a basketball game. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, you can listen to those Ringo CDs, too, on stuff we've got. Yellow Submarine, remember that one.
Yeah. And, of course, we got it. Don't Come Easy.
What a ball game.
Woo!
Talk about drama. When State came back and took the lead and the crowd kind of got quiet and Felice made a basket and Io put up, 6 points real fast.
Yeah.
And the crowd went nuts.
Yep.
And it was just, when I remember being in the hall when it was, Lon or Lou or Bill or any of the Bruce and the really, really great days. What fun.
Yep.
Good grief.
We've been thirsty for that kind of fun, and it felt like the old days.
Like rain in the desert.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. It felt great. It was awesome.
Yep. So, partly in honor of that and partly just because it came along, I've got a flash sale on the 55-inch LG OLED. We don't even have them yet. They put this. I got one shot to buy some of these. But the 55-inch OLED, best picture ever, says seen at
$1,299.
That's lower than they had them for the Super Bowl deal. I think they had some excess inventory. But anyhow, I can only buy these one time at that. So
OLED, describe the best, right?
It's just the best picture ever. It just looks real when you look at it. It's uncanny for a TV. We have new electronics by Denon that have features and performance for the buck that are absolutely unbeatable. Couple that up with some speakers from Klipschen, boy, have you got something. That's what we were doing last night, watching the game on our exercise bikes, my wife and I. And
look at you.
We had the volume cranked up and we on the TV.
That is so awesome. Exercising, enjoying the game because you could get her all done. And OLED just kind of jumps, huh?
Oh, boy, the colors pop like nothing. The contrast is better than anything. And, again, it just looks real. So.
All right, I can come take a peek at that, can't I?
I have it on display,
Fantastic. And
we've got some coming in a truck, but not very many.
Okay.
So this is a one-shot deal.
$12.99, amazing price. Steve Suderman, good vibes. Where do I go?
1501 North Prospect here in Champaign. You can find us on the web at gvibes.com. That price ain't on there because we're not allowed to do that.
You're the man, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
You betcha. 359-2255 is the number to call if you would like to go see Ringo Starr. A Beatle has never been to Champaign-Urbana, and he's coming August 20th. 359-2255, text in Ringo. Let's go to the 50th text for two tickets before they go on sale.
Nice.
For you, Mr. or Miss Special.
That's right.
Come on. Good luck to you.
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Boston waits when they can enter the market, and there lies deals that look like this. Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Robert Williams, a first-round pick, the Grizzlies' first-round pick that could be pretty high in the draft. And if you don't like that, if that doesn't knock your hair back, blow your hair back, what does Jaylen Brown do for you? The Celtics have combinations and assets and chips that they can add to this package that come out easily. I think the Knicks have one heck of a competitive offer against anything the Lakers can bid. As for the other two teams that reportedly Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, and Anthony Davis added to the teams that he would sign an extension with, the Bucks and the Clippers, shrug emoji. Know what they could offer. Don't know what they could do in this market.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Edible underpants. Never classy. Edible arrangements? Always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite, or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team. We laced them up and took them to court, and we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and, of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
Sausages.
Hi, this is Max from MX Electric. I wanted to give a big thank you to everyone for making us your number one electrician. As a proud veteran, I learned the value of hard work, long days, and taking pride in what I do. So when you need the very best, I want you to give Nikita a call at 217-359-7293 and let us come out and show you why we were voted number one.
Relax, call back, 217-359-7293.
Come on. Knights is Chris Chambers. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
Ringo coming to the State Farm Center. We've never had a Beatle. And here we go. August 20th. So cool.
I'm so excited.
I know. I asked Kevin. I said, can we get Paul sometime? And it's going to take a little more raffle sales.
Chris's reaction was the same as Kevin's, I'm sure.
We're going to need to pony up on that one. Exactly. Hey, but you'll see Ringo, Chris. Congratulations. You won it before they go on sale.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Thank you, buddy. August 20 will be a great show. Ringo Starr, State Farm Center. We get the big guys. Good job, Kevin. All right, we'll be right back. Your Fox News next, ESPN 93.5. It's 8 o'clock.
I have this Maytag electric dryer bought back in the 1960s. It's been a good dryer. But one day, the drum stopped turning. I figured, well, maybe it's time to put the old boy in the appliance rest home and get a new one. But before retiring it, I wanted a final diagnosis. So I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They came right out and took one look at it and told me they had the part it needed on the truck. They fixed it the same day, charged me only $100 for all the parts and labor, and saved me from having to buy a new one. I guess me and the old Maytag still have a few years left in us. Thanks, Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign, Urbana.